This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Brittany. I see that you have tapped in for Marcos here, who, you know, has become the king of the half day. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Do you roll your eyes when Marcos is like, "Hey, I need another day. I need off. I need to leave." And does everybody else like roll their eyes at Frog Boy in the bullpen?
I don't know. I don't speak to anybody else. This is my first time filling in for him, so no roll of the eyes just yet. Maybe
all right.
Maybe down the road, but right now I'm just happy to be.
You'll
here.
Get tired quick.
We're happy to have you. Let's get to headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Miami Heat back on the hardwood tonight against the Indiana Pacers. We'll get into more of it in 15 minutes of Heat, but that's an 8 o'clock tip-off. Coverage on 560 begins at 6:45, and that is a 4.5-point spread, last I checked, with Indiana as the favorite tonight. Marlins are getting ready for a little spring training action, Leroy. Sandman on the hill today. Don't laugh, dude. I mean, what do you mean? Sandy Alcantara is on the hill.
Like, when the regular season starts, look, we go to a couple of games every year. We like going. It's fun or whatever, right? But when was the last time we've gone, besides the time you jumped in the pool, where we were entertained by the baseball? Exactly.
I don't remember. Right. I don't remember. I don't think I went last season. Did we go last season?
We didn't go last season.
No.
So maybe the year before that. The year before that, they were good playoff team. Why that decided? No thanks. That'll be a mystery that remains.
Oh, Jennifer, you didn't go in a couple of years because remember, you couldn't get a ticket.
What are you talking about? That happened a while ago. I went last time with you guys.
Okay.
He mixes days. Panthers defeat the Edmonton Oilers 4-3.
Good game, according to us, not according to...
Paul Maurice was not impressed. That's what a champion does. He demands more. Otherwise, punitive skates.
I've never heard that before.
Punitive skates.
See, Mike McDaniel should have punitive runs.
He might want to do that.
I know who did have him. The coach before him, run to the wall.
Oh yeah, touch the wall. Yeah, that didn't work out either.
Never had a losing record.
Yeah, I guess there's that. Well, he did have a losing record. He lost a lot of games his first year.
Oh, the first year.
Remember they threw that on his press release on the way out. Like, look at this record.
That's a low rent move right there.
Oh, it was a rat move.
Typical rat behavior.
You got mad at him for not tanking, and then when you fired him, you put that as part of his record.
Yep.
Yeah.
But to get to a little cat talk here, which is brought to us by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them at HollywoodKia.com. We were talking about this, Leroy, about who would be between the pipes tomorrow, and Paul Maurice has announced Sergei Bobrovsky.
Oh, really?
Okay. Is going to be in the net tomorrow. So he is going to go let Bob have another one right out there. And of course,
they play again on Sunday.
No, Monday against the Lightning.
So maybe Spencer Knight gets it. Well, I don't know. I can't, like, Sergei can go a few games in a row.
Well, Sergei had a lot of time off. Sergei's like, hey, time for me to play. Let's go. Bob time.
Yeah. You think Bob ever nixes it? When he says, yeah, we're going to put, no.
Nah, I don't think so. He's got a very good relationship with Robbie Tallis, who's the goalie coach, and I think they put the plan together.
Okay.
So, and of course, the
I'm glad to see, by the way, like, this goes unmentioned, but it's good to see, you know, Knight being able to come back from his demons or whatever it was, where he had to go take a time out, coming back and playing as well as he is.
Absolutely.
We make assumptions. That doesn't always happen.
Definitely not. Definitely not. It's a great story. Absolutely. Yep. And then, of course, tomorrow will be the return of the Lamborghini. And if you guys missed it earlier, this was him on Facing the Lightning yesterday.
Some good, some bad. Do you like coming here or do you hate it?
I like the palm trees and the sunshine, but I f***ing hate these guys.
Wow.
Wait.
That was amazing.
The guy going, wow. Like,
wow. Yeah, like, didn't expect that.
No, but yes, he did. That's why he asked the question.
The second you see his face during the question, like, you already know it's going to be.
You know, if you ask any Panthers about Tampa or Carolina, that's the reaction you're going to get. So he went down that road.
Maybe he just didn't expect, you know, the curse scene.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine he didn't expect that. But here's how Here's how you do it as a professional. You keep it moving. You don't stop and go, oh, wow.
Building some good, some bad. Do you like coming here or do you hate it?
I like the palm trees and the sunshine, but I f***ing hate these guys.
Wow.
It's the wow that gets you, right? Because now you're paying attention to, like, put it this way. We have a whole bunch of fight guys on. Tobin knows the guys that are a little bit loose with the language, right? But he always eggs them on. And when they do it, you know what we do? Keep it moving. We don't stop. We don't pause. We just keep going. There's a dump button, and that's it. But we don't, like,
caught him by surprise. The second he looked back, he already knew that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Al Mago says, the wow was like a well said, but I can't co-sign.
True.
Yeah. Building some good, some bad. Do you like coming here or do you hate it?
I like the palm trees and the sunshine, but I f***ing hate these guys.
Wow.
I mean, have you faced Kucherov?
No, but I'm just saying. We all know that that's the reaction you're going to get from a former Panthers player against about Tampa.
Especially the Lamborghini.
Right. Who's still tiny.
He is. But this giant in heart.
And he's got the old, like he's getting ready to be a ninja.
The man bun?
Building some good, some bad. Do you like coming here or do you hate it?
I like the palm trees and the sunshine, but I f***ing hate these guys.
Wow.
I can hear that 40 more times.
Please. Yes, but it's crazy because the wow is like,
wow.
You're like, he's shocked.
Hey.
It's all the right. Half for me.
That is our cat talk there. We'll take a break. 15 minutes of heat. That's that.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on 560 WQAM. Let's get to a little 15 minutes of heat here, brought to us by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one dealer, Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. We have the Heat back on the hardwood tonight against the Indiana Pacers. Last game, a great game from Davion Mitchell, who I think really you got to be swooning over with how he's been playing. He's had some really, really good moments, even though the Heat haven't been able to put a full game together, which has been interesting. Like, it's not like there's been zero success with these guys. It's just for whatever reason, this team sucks in the fourth quarter this year. And finally, we're able to get over the hump. But a lot of those guys have had really productive moments in their Heat career so far, Leroy, particularly Mitchell and Wiggins.
Right. I just think it's a situation where too much, like, Spo's looking for the perfect pairing or the perfect combination of the plus minus, and you probably just need to put your best players out there during certain moments and not care what the plus minus is.
Yeah, I certainly think like a guy like Haywood Highsmith needs to be out there too. Like a guy who's going to do the in-between stuff, the dirty stuff. You know, I think
he's basically a Bruce Bowens type player, but maybe a better shooter. And so from that standpoint, he gives you the best combination of what you're trying to get. You want to get defense, and when you get defense out there, you lack scoring. But he can score and play that defense you're looking for. He has to be on the court.
This was Duncan Robinson on what that win meant for the Heat, especially with the new guys on the team. Here was the man they referred to as Dunkyard Dog.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to win and win at home and, you know, just kind of poke or get back into that belief, you know, that we're capable. You know, sometimes this league is really, really challenging. Obviously, it's hard to win games. And, you know, you can forget pretty quickly as a group what you're capable of. So it's always good to just kind of have a little reminder. I think it'll be a good reference point for us moving forward about what we're capable of.
Also, 6 more threes tonight, Dunks, please. More of that, please. Chop, chop.
What? Only on the Miami Heat can a guy who reached 500 threes quicker than anybody in the history of the NBA, a guy who leads your franchise in three-point shooting, could be benched, right? On no other team would Duncan be benched the way he is here.
He's been through a lot. I mean, that's the thing that's been interesting. If anybody was, you know, this whole next man up thing is not easy, but if anybody's been dealing with it, it would probably be like Duncan Robinson and Haywood Highsmith. So them both being catalysts for the win. It's like, yeah, that's Spo. They've probably rid the Spo moodiness better more than anybody has.
What happens in those situations is like, think about this. If you're Duncan Robinson, because of your situation and how you are played, sometimes you get a little shy to shoot the ball. Because you don't think, oh my goodness, if I miss, I'm out of the game. Right?
This is kind of cool.
That's the hardest thing for me that I would have to deal with is that, you know, sometimes you need a stretch of four or five shots to find your group.
By the way, I'm not the only one who calls him Dunkyard Dog. Everybody calls him that, dude.
No, that's not true.
No, it is true. Everybody calls him Dunkyard Dog.
It's only you. It's only you.
People call him Dunkyard Dog, and
it's become a thing, Leroy. People
other than Tobin.
People, dude. Because you want to know something? I am the king of the Heat nicknames, okay? So that's Dunkyard Dog, and let me tell you something. Tyler Hero, Cobra Ty, it's going to take off, dude.
I don't know.
No, you know.
That one will take more time, but you're Dunkyard Dog...
No, it's not gonna take more time because after Tyler Hero drops seven threes on Tyrese Halliburton tonight, I'm gonna get a video of you crane kicking like Danielson back on my on the group chat because it's gonna be Cobra Ty time.
Or just get that guy that Tuesday. I still have four more days. The fat guy kicking the alligator.
There you go again. You know what?
I have until Tuesday.
So you're gonna be like a fat shaming Uzi?
Yeah, oh yeah. This weekend I'm hitting Twitter.
Oh no.
Speaking of Twitter, Eric Reed, voice of the Miami Heat, apparently he has orchestrated a meeting between Bam Adebayo and the spin doctor, Ronnie Cicely. And he had the two meet at the Heat facility. And Bam, who of course is now tied Ronnie Cicely in double doubles, they met for the first time yesterday, and he says that they had a conversation. It seems like they did it on camera, and I guess that's going to get shared on FanDuel TV. So that'll be cool.
Cool.
He puts the double double kings of the Miami Heat, and that's a picture of Bam Adebayo and Cicely and Eric Reed there. He must feel tiny. Not a short man.
I mean, Cicely's not that, like, he's maybe a half inch taller than Bam.
Yeah. He's probably shrunk a little. You know, you hunch over in a DJ booth.
And what's crazy about that is think about this. Now guys that are Cicely's size are point forwards, are wing players. They ain't nowhere near the paint.
Pretty crazy that record stood for as long as it did.
I mean, you need players. When was last? Who has played here as long as the only person I could think of is UD?
Well, UD has the rebounding record by a lot.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that's the only person that played long enough to be able to come close to that record.
I mean, he played six seasons with the Heat. It's not like he played 15 years.
Give me another big that played that long.
I don't know. I would have thought Zoe would have had that record.
No.
I mean, Zoe was what? He was second on the team? He was second on the list.
But remember, he had his first stint, but when he came back, he was coming off the bench.
Dude, that was like 2 years, though. He was like a multi-time All-Star with the Miami Heat. He was, you know.
But he how many years did Zoe play here? Four, five?
Let's see. No, nine.
Total.
One, three, four, five, six. Seven in the first stint before he came back.
Okay. So seven to six?
I mean, I guess he had the kidney thing, so that's shortened.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He didn't play as much as Cicely. Like, Bam has been the first guy to play here that long for it to even be a consideration, is all I'm saying, other than UD.
Or are we disrespecting Cicely? It's just an impressive record.
No, no, we're not disrespecting him. A record that lasts for 30 years, 30 plus. But I'm just saying, from like, there's certain records that longevity plays a role in, right? And if you don't have anybody that plays that position that has played anywhere close to the amount of games or the length of time that Cycli has played, that makes it difficult. Bam is the first guy to play that position that has played here on a consistent basis for the same amount of time as Cycli.
We'll take a break here on the show. When we come back, we'll close things out with a little "You're Dead to Me." Next. Spo has, you know, did you hear Spo the other day?
Leroy just zags when everyone zigs.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough cause you notice
that. Alright, welcome back everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. We'll let you guys know one more time. We're going to invite you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, and every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets on March 20th through the 23rd. On the 20th and 21st, we'll be out there doing the show live at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. As this is presented by Hard Rock Bet, we're transforming the Hard Rock into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. You guys can immerse yourself with massive LED screens, drinks and beers with your crew, and real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages are available at Ticketmaster.com. Get all the info at BucketsandBets.com. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. And looking forward to seeing everybody out there. Silly sauce in the flesh.
Yep.
And we got to find out there. And we might be heat scouting. Can't decide yet. Can't decide if I'm rooting for tanking or not.
Oh, you are so wishy-washy.
I'm not wishy-washy. I just don't know yet.
You seem kind of decided.
You seem kind of decided a couple of days ago. Now all of a sudden you can't recall because they won a game. So make up your damn mind.
I can't help that. That's how I am. Like, they pull me back in.
You mean wishy-washy?
I don't think it's wishy-washy. I think I'm a fan, and I think it's hard for me to get to the point where I root for tanking because I love them.
You were leading the charge 2 days ago.
Got to have a positive outlook on the bad, too. Otherwise, we're going to be all down in the dumps, so you need old Tobes to lift your spirits. That's all.
Wow.
If we're losing left and right, what's the bright side of this, Tobin? Cooper Flag.
Which is a long shot.
It is a long shot. But again, even in the darkest days, Leroy, you have to look for the littlest glimmer of light to feel like your heart is brightened.
You stole that from Amy.
Who?
Amy Otterberg.
Oh. Did she say that?
No, but she basically said that to you because you were down in the dumps and she was trying to make you feel better and you weren't looking at that light.
Yeah, well, I saw Amy at the arena the game after that, JFig, and she didn't want to look at me. She was like, "Oh, sorry about that."
How you wriggle out of everything you say is amazing.
What?
What, my ass? You know exactly what. Stop sitting here and acting like all of a sudden.
Can we get to "You're Dead to Me"?
Sure.
Let's get to a little "You're Dead to Me."
You're dead to me.
Here's who's dead to me. The NFL.
Because there's no football. You'll be back.
No. Quite the opposite, my friend. Quite the opposite. Has nothing to do with that. The NFL is dead to me because it is riddled with cowards. Unfortunately, because of how the New York Giants screwed the pooch this offseason, we will not get an NFL team to do Hard Knocks offseason. They could not get one team to agree to it. Ergo, we are getting Hard Knocks, North Carolina Tar Heels with Bill Belichick, which you may say that's something you're looking forward to, but I'm disappointed. I like seeing the inner workings of people going through the draft prospects, the whole thing. It was fast. Even though we saw a boob in this Joe Shane, he sucks. But I'm telling you, dude, it was great television. The best Hard Knocks, bar none.
And I mean, you will always remember from that show, him going, the owner going, you really want to let Saquon go?
Right. But you want to know something, dude? For a league that demands the most out of its players, play through pain, play through tough conditions, snow, sleet, injuries.
Oh, but I can't have my draft board on television. Ooh.
Cowards. All of you, all 31 of you. Joe Shane, you may look like an idiot, but at least you had the cajones to do it. You're dead to me, NFL front offices and coaching staffs. Leroy?
All right, so this morning, got up bright and early.
Yep.
Did a little bit of stretching.
Yep.
Say I'm going to go get my little favorite sandwich from Einstein Bagels. I go into Einstein Bagels. I see this new sausage and bacon roll. I say, I want to get my sandwich on that. They go, you can't get that one. You can only get that through the app.
That's a thing.
And I'm like,
I cannot stand that.
So I'm like, then put them in the back. Don't put it right here. I'm walking across the thing. I see it. I want to get it. They go, we can't give it to you. We don't know how to ring it up. I'm like, but you don't ring up none of it. You just ring up Gourmet Bagel. Right? Well, our manager's right there. So I go talk to him. I said, do you know how absolutely ridiculous it is that half of the time I come in here, you don't have the bagels I want? And then you finally have a bagel and you say, no, no, you can't buy that one? You know how ridiculous that sounds?
So the manager couldn't help you at all and get...
No, they go, just charge it. Just do it as a gourmet bagel, which is what they do anyway. Hmm. For all the other bagels, there's no jalapeno roll button. It's just gourmet. And the guy tried to tell me, well, because of the way we, you know, count the bagels, it the numbers would be off. The inventory would be off. I'm like, are you bleeping kidding me? You talking to me about inventory? I'm like, there's five right there in front of me. So Einstein Bagels, you're dead to me. Half the time you're I go there, you don't have the you don't have the ones I want. And now you tell me you got a new role and I can't get it because your numbers won't be right? What the hell is going on?
So you're never going to Einstein's Bagels again?
That's tomorrow. Not gonna be back.
Exactly.
Tomorrow.
And you downloaded the app, didn't you?
No, I didn't. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
Come on.
Absolutely not.
Come on. Just because have Stitchy Mouse do it for you.
Let me be clear. One of the reasons why I don't order food on online, right, is for the same reason why I don't order a sub at Publix online. I barely trust them making it while I'm there. I'm not going to just leave it up to the sub gods to hope I get the right one.
They're not going to get the right one if you're sending them off the stand.
The last time I ordered one, I called and ordered one in advance. I said I wanted on a cheese roll, right? The stupid thing came in. It was on a bagel. I hate bagels. So now I'm all the way home with a sandwich that I thought I ordered on a roll, and it came up on a bagel. So, no, I want to watch him make it.
Jennifer, who's dead to you?
Wow. You know what? Don't worry, Leroy, because you don't want a bagel, and you don't want to go to Einstein's Bagels, quote-unquote. I got you. This is your new go-to.
Ew, what is that? What is that? Is that like a sea slug? What is that?
So I have no idea. There is a guy who is a fisherman that does deep sea fishing, and he pulls up the most creepiest, nastiest things from the water. And
oh, that wasn't a sandwich?
Exactly.
Is like a sandwich?
This looks like an alien burger. I don't know what it is, but it's nasty.
Is the animal? Is that an eye up here? Up top?
I think so. I don't know what that is.
It looks like a mollusk or something.
It looks really atrocious. What if one day mollusk? You're just in the water and then that comes up to you?
No. You don't even know what that is.
Mollusk?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it in the... It's in paella.
What?
I think you're saying it wrong.
A mollusk? I don't think I am.
Dude, I've...
Is that like... You know what? I'm not even going to address that. I'm not. Something else that I would be very scared to be swimming next to is this. This right here is dead to me.
So sea life is dead to you?
No, just very uncomfortable-looking sea life is dead to me. That looks like it was in the movie Mars Attacks.
Or Jimmy.
Oof.
Wait, is that eyes and a mouth? Oh, we looking at this thing wrong.
That's what I think it is, but like, what is that? That's the real question. And people are saying it's an alien in the water.
Really? There you go. And you just think you're swimming with sharks.
Like a mollusk. Said, I prefer that than anything else.
Mollusks are a large group of invertebrates that include snails, clams, and octopus. See? I knew what I was talking about. Brittany? Who's dead to you?
I feel kind of on the spot, but I was thinking about it while you guys were talking. And I don't know who's an F1 fan around here, but I'm a huge F1 fan. So I'm going to say that Toto Wolff is dead to me. He's the CEO of Mercedes-AMG. And Lewis Hamilton was just on the cover of Times Magazine. And everybody is ripping him to shreds because he was responding to something that Toto Wolff said last season about how he's an old man and that he's not going to win another championship. And so he said, don't compare me to other 40-year-olds. I don't have a kid. I don't have a wife. I'm completely focused on winning. And now everybody's ripping him to shreds. So Toto Wolff, you're dead to me because you did this to Lewis Hamilton.
Wait, Toto Wolff is a person?
Yes, yeah. Toto Wolff is the CEO of Petronas.
Didn't Lewis Hamilton switch though?
Yes, now he's with Ferrari. And so he's just yes. So,
right. Wow.
I blame Toto Wolff for everyone hating Lewis Hamilton now. So he's dead to me. And also, he made his last season terrible. So that's that. Some F1 knowledge for everyone.
That was some F1 knowledge. I appreciate that, Brittany. Like that. Thank you. Go to hell, Toto.
Toto? His name is dead Toto? For real?
That's like his
Toto
nickname.
I swear on his life, his name is Toto Wolff.
It goes, it says on his Wikipedia, Torger Christian Toto Wolff. Two F's, though. That's how you know he's extra evil.
Okay.
That's our show, everybody. We will talk to you rascals on Monday.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.